5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, nukes on the table. An ally of Russia's President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Medvedev, said that Russia will use its largest and most powerful nukes to defend the territory it occupies in Ukraine. As you remember, tomorrow, some regions of Russian-occupied Ukraine will be voting to become integral parts of the nation of Russia, which Medvedev, who served as Russia's president from 2008 to 2012, sort of as a stand-in, a placeholder for Vladimir Putin while they rewrote the Constitution to allow Putin to essentially become president for life, vowed the territories, once they become part of Russia, would give Russia the right to use any Russian weapons to defend them. This includes strategic nukes, including Putin's giant new Sarmat missile, Medvedev says, and weapons based on new principles, which probably refers to hypersonic missiles, technology that in which Russia leads the United States as far as development goes. Medvedev was speaking a day after Putin delivered a fire and brimstone speech to the nation in which he issued a nuclear threat against the West, saying, quote, "I'm not bluffing," end quote. But UK Prime Minister Liz Truss, now in her 18th day in office, hit back in a speech in the UN Wednesday night, telling Putin the West would not be cowed by nuclear blackmail, and vowed the UK would send billions of pounds more in support to Ukraine for the ongoing proxy war between NATO and Russia. President Biden, similarly defiant, saying that the West will stand in solidarity against Russia's aggression, period, but then added a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. Putin also announced a partial mobilization of Russian reserves. This includes those with combat experience and special skills needed by the army. Western analysts are pointing to this as evidence that Russia is losing in Ukraine. I would suggest that perhaps it means Russia has not yet really begun to fight and that it's holding its reserves for what they see as an imminent and eventual conflict with ground forces, the ground forces of NATO. Let's pray it doesn't come to that, because as we're watching this unfold, it seems like it's happening slowly. When we look back at this in the rearview mirror, it may appear to have just come on us like a tidal wave, sort of like World War I. And what's happening in Eastern Europe right now feels a lot like the series of moves and dominoes falling that tip other dominoes over that led to the war that was ostensibly to end all wars. Topic number 4, earthquakes in diverse places. New Zealand rattled by its biggest earthquake of the year, a magnitude 5.8 quake near the heart of the country. This was centered off the Marlborough Sounds between the North and South Islands, 9:07 p.m. Thursday local time in New Zealand. No immediate reports of serious damage. Meanwhile, a magnitude 6.8 quake hit western Mexico Thursday morning, killing at least one person. This follows a magnitude 7.6 quake in Mexico on Monday. Meanwhile, Taiwan also getting hit by a couple of large quakes over the weekend, 6.9 and 6.5 magnitude. The Ring of Fire rattling right now. Topic number 3, how low can it go? Stocks fell in volatile trading Wednesday after the Federal Reserve Bank here in the U.S. raised interest rates by 0.75 basis points, or 75 basis points, that 0.75 percentage point. This is in an effort to bring inflation under control. The Standard & Poor's 500 ended Wednesday's session down more than 10% over the past month, down 21% off its 52-week high. U.S. stocks extended losses Thursday morning. The Federal Reserve Bank raising rates by 75 basis points to a new range of 3.0 to 3.25%. That was from the previous range between 2.25% and 2.5%. Bank officials say they expect to raise rates to 4.4% by next year. Again, there are some analysts who are pointing to historical trends and suggesting that it will need to get about 4 percentage points higher than the real, or at least 2 percentage points higher than the real inflation rate to actually bring inflation under control, which would mean the Fed would have to raise rates to about 19%. Because the way we calculate inflation has been jiggered a couple of times over the last 40 years. The actual inflation rate, about double what the Bureau of Labor Statistics officially reports. Topic number 2, hearing voices. This is a story about a single man, but it has broader implications for, well, the spiritual war in which we all play a part. A convicted killer who was looking for parole in Kentucky admitted Tuesday that he still hears voices, like the ones that told him to take a gun to school, his high school in Kentucky 25 years ago. He killed three and injured five of his classmates when he was a 14-year-old freshman, Michael Carnell. And those students had gathered for a before-school prayer meeting back in 1997. Carnell said the voices incited the violence, telling a court that, quote, hearing in my head to do certain things, but I should have known that stealing guns was going to lead to something terrible, end quote. He's up for parole. He says he's sorry for his killing spree, has received extensive therapy, but still hears those voices, admitting to the court that the voices told him to jump off the stairs 2 days before his hearing. Now, bear in mind, the school shooter in Parkland, Florida, a few years back, Nicholas Cruz, likewise told police that he heard voices in his head telling him to burn, kill, destroy, and that they'd convinced him to try killing himself 2 months before the massacre at Parkland. He tried, but didn't succeed. Not every act of violence or evil in this world is the result of demonic activity, but sometimes when you get cases like these, multiple homicides attributed to a single man who claims he was motivated to do it by hearing voices in his head, we need to consider the possibility as Christians that this is not just a psychological disturbance, but the act of demonic interference. But of course, that's not the way the major media, the corporate media, will report the stories. Coming up, the latest TikTok trend, NyQuil chicken. That's next on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages, but now the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Gahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Gahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signal the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The sign of the gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step by step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, kids, don't do this at home. I mean, seriously, don't do this at home. Seems like every year there's some crazy, perhaps dangerous trend that goes viral on social media. TikTok is in many ways to blame. This new challenge is called NyQuil Chicken or Sleepy Time Chicken, bubbling up from the rank and sulfurous depths of TikTok. Kids are encouraged, intentionally or otherwise, to marinate their chicken in Vicks cold and flu medication, NyQuil. Now, if this sounds like a stupid idea, it's only because it is. Food and Drug Administration is putting out the word, trying to let parents and grandparents know that this is a thing. Now, a lot of these videos that go viral are just intended for comic effect, intended to be ironic, humorous, whatever. But there are some kids out there who see it and think, oh, wow, that'd be really cool to try. Think the Tide Pods Challenge. Kids eating Tide Pods and getting sick. Well, the FDA is trying to nip this in the bud. Quote, boiling a medication can make it much more concentrated and change its properties in other ways. Even if you don't eat the chicken, inhaling its vapors while cooking could cause high levels of the drugs to enter your body. It could damage your lungs. So just getting near the stuff could be dangerous. It's not clear how many kids are actually taking up the challenge right now, whether a significant number of people are being injured by it, but this recipe, best described as repugnant, is not a joke. It isn't funny. And we're paying attention to this because, sadly, more and more kids are turning to TikTok for their news. The White House actually reaching out to TikTok influencers to influence this generation. There are others out there as well. Bear in mind, TikTok is a Chinese company, and you have to wonder if some of these stupid things go viral on TikTok because it's a way to tear apart the fabric of American Western civilization from within through dumb things, dangerous things, like TikTok, like NyQuil chicken. During the month of September, Skywatch TV is thanking you for your gift, your donation of any amount if you're in the U.S. or Canada, by sending you a copy of the important book, When Once We Were a Nation. It's an anthology, a variety of articles on different topics, but all related to a central theme. Why is the United States so bitterly divided right now? Again, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, to keep shipping costs manageable, we'll send you a copy of the book for your gift of any amount. Essentially, you name your price for the book. It's our way of saying thank you for your support, without which we can do nothing. You find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call toll-free 844-750-4985. Skywatch Films, this is where we keep our video-on-demand documentaries, documentary-length films in full HD, which you can access immediately for as little as $3, including the award-winning film Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. I mean, child trafficking is dark enough, but when it's done for occult ritual purposes, the interview about this documentary is what got Skywatch TV kicked off YouTube the first time. Makes you wonder what they find offensive about that interview. Anyway, we've got 5 documentaries up there, again, available for immediate access as little as $3. You can find out more online at the website, skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Our tour of Israel, scheduled for next March. All restrictions on travel have been lifted, and we look forward to seeing you and showing you the Holy Land. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues from the Simply His program from Skywatch TV, Ellie Anderson and Donna Howell, we will be there with our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. He's got a new book out, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit. We'll be preaching and teaching all along the way. You can take a look at the itinerary and see what we're going to show you. It's at skywatchinisrael.com. There's, of course, also a place there to reserve your spot on the tour, skywatchinisrael.com. Messianic Rabbi Jonathan Kahn joins us on the program this week. He's got a brand new book called Return of the Gods. This is a theme that we've been researching and writing about the last few years, Sharon and me, and we're glad to see Rabbi Kahn picking up this theme and distributing it, sharing it with his audience. Is the United States possessed by some of the gods of the ancient world? He describes specifically which ones and how they are manifesting, how their influence is manifesting in the United States today. Highly recommend the book, Return of the Gods. Don't miss the programs with Jonathan Kahn on Skywatch TV. Our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air program is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can watch it right now. In fact, get an early look at next week's program already on the Roku or Apple TV channels. You can add those for free if you've got the set-top box, or you can also access it now if you've got our free mobile app. The mobile app brings all of our video content to your smartphone or tablet, along with important news updates 3 times a week. a calendar of our upcoming events. There's even a place to donate through the app if you are so led. This is for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It's free. We have links to the app stores posted at the website. You'll find the link in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.